Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for baseball season on Moneyline.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That can't be. We can't have that.
With Donnie, baseball right side.
It's good times now, obviously, with all the changes to Major League Baseball, as I like to put them, every single one of them better than the next. You're going to get the same amount, if not more scoring and more action all at once in a shorter, condensed time frame. It would be like me coming on and go, yo, Kevin, you know what makes a football game better? Put in 17 more commercial breaks. I love the breathing of the game, Kevin.
And Kevin K. Master Walsh.
This morning got me ready. This look, going into to yesterday, doing research, giving out the pick six for people, giving out World Series previews and predictions. I felt that energy this morning. You know whose idea was putting like a massive behind the scoreboard clock? That's one of the worst ideas of all time. You don't want anybody thinking about the pitch clock.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Who's got $5,000 laying around today on a Thursday? Why must I ask that, Kevin? Do you know why?
No.
Bryce Young is minus 5,000 right now to be the number one overall pick. This is Moneyline on a Thursday afternoon, and our long wait is finally here. Tonight, the NFL draft is upon us. Round number one, the lights, the suits, millionaires to be made tonight, upsets in the making. What? Who drafted who? Where? Yeah, I'm ready for it tonight. It's Donnie Kevin here, Thursday afternoon right here on the grid, and we're ready to get down. I like it.
I'm excited. Should we start with a complaint? Should we start on a frustrated note? I wanted to check some updated odds. Obviously, the draft is always moving.
Yeah.
Do you know how many markets are available for the NFL draft in New York?
In what respect, though?
Like, let's just say there are 20 options. Hype, right?
20 bets?
Yeah. And just say in Jersey, you had 20 markets, 50 markets, whatever it might be. Call it 50. How many of those do you think exist for New York bettors?
10 markets.
Zero.
You can't bet the draft in New York?
You cannot bet the NFL draft in New York. How embarrassing is that?
No. See, now.
Oh, don't do that.
Yes. Now, hear me out here. I was ready to come on this plan with you and really slander, but I just listened to what you said and go, you know what? That might be the smartest state out there, man. They're basically telling their people, it's not worth it to gamble on the draft. We're not even giving you options. And then all it took was you getting angry for me to go, hold on. I actually think this might be a good move. But no, it is ridiculous in the same way that you could be in one state, I could be waving to you across the river and say, hey, man, I'm betting everything. What are you betting? Yeah, I can't. Because apparently just out of the realm of being able to do this, because where I'm at, I have illegal tendencies here. Where you're at, it's fine. Doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't.
I just think if you're New York, right? You know, I get it. You don't have the same rules, right? You miss out on college basketball, player props, and different things. But if you're the folks in the room that have approved gambling, are you not beating down the door saying, hey, NFL draft is coming. It's the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. And the best part, too, is DRS. It ends up working out. It just so happens the NBA only with one game tonight. Tonight, the NFL draft is the king in town with really not a ton of competition. And if you're a New York bettor, you have to go to New Jersey. That is unimaginable. It's the NFL. I'm not talking about the NBA draft, the MLB draft, the NHL draft. It is the NFL draft. Outrageous.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make too much sense there. And it's not a saying like, well, the That I got, because somebody called out sick, so nobody can man the board here for the draft tonight. It's just the way the rules are written, right? You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, man, we're going to go live on the draft, but, you know, Dave Sharapan called out today or is going on a cruise somewhere, right? So we can't actively get down. Now, granted, for me, like, the draft is interesting to me, very interesting tonight, because the Eagles have two, and I'm a fan. Outside of, like, after, let's just say, Kevin, the top five is... Yeah. Already been chosen. I don't care. Four quarterbacks, three quarterbacks, one quarterback, right? I want to see where they go. The Eagles drafted 10. I'm already out. Like, I'm out of the draft. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And again, because I know the Eagles do have a late first-round pick, so I want to know what they do. But by the time they pick, I'll be fast asleep at that point. I'll find out in the morning. But that's just the way I take it. I'm not riding on how many this went, you know, 3.5, 4.5 in the first round. I'm really not all that interested in that. I just want to see who that top five is. I think it's intriguing.
Right, but to what you just said there, think about how many people feel that way, right? Mm-hmm. And then how being able to bet the draft can change that opinion. Not to harp on this. Yeah. But it's the same thing we talk about if all of a sudden I told somebody, hey, do you care about Pirates-Dodgers tonight? Well, guess what? Now all of a sudden you have the under. So now do you care? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I just, it is good incredible point. To me. I'm very, very interested to see. I think the wide receiver group's really interesting. You know, you mentioned it. If there's six guys in the conversation, probably for the opening round, how many of them actually go and where do they go? Right? Because we've seen rookie wide receivers make a difference. That's because those are guys that are going outside of that top 10, 12 range. Those are guys that I'm interested in as the draft goes on in round one.
Yeah, and I want to see trades, and also I want to see picks move for stud players like he got last year. A.J. Brown coming over to the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, this team is on the clock. Uh-oh, we're hearing DeAndre Hopkins is on the move with this pick. That's what I want to hear. That's what's the fun of it overall, but also 2, 3, and 4 will be quite interesting tonight. Now, I'm already seeing things that are floating around where there's a beat writer going like, oh, be careful, Anthony Richardson might go higher than you think. How much higher than like 2? We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three Major League Baseball games already underway this afternoon. Let's get after it. Marlins and the Braves, bottom of the third inning, 0-0. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. That game is 3-2 Pirates in the top of the third inning. And the Philadelphia Phillies and the Seattle Mariners just underway. Coming up there in the 2 o'clock hour, the Padres and the Cubs, followed by the 3 o'clock hour, you get the Cardinals and the Giants. I am in today with a round robin. Yesterday it was profitable, and hopefully it gets to be profitable again today. Just to do a quick read over those, Matt Carpenter of the Padres to get an RBI, plus 185. Juan Soto of the Padres to get an RBI, plus 180. And then J.D. Davis and Mike Yastrzemski of the San Francisco Giants each to get an RBI, plus 200 and plus 210. If all four of those guys have it, that $50 wager turns into $430. That's what we're cheering on today for my side, but K-Dub, the phone's out there. The people got to get through. It's a monster day. 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's fishing, he's eating, and his Cavaliers are joining him shortly. Is that true, Moose?
Absolutely. So you know what that means, gentlemen, don't you? And welcome back, K-Dub. Hope you had a great couple days off. You know what that means, guys?
Thank you.
When I make it out to the Jersey Coast, hello? I have to buy JP his six-pack of here. So I can accept that. I can accept that. But we are coming live to you today on a little special broadcast from Nature's Coast down in Yankeetown, Florida. And I want to do a shout out to the crew, to Curdy, to Todd, to Sam the Wood Floor Man, to Big Mac, to Paul, Richard, and most of all, to the two best captains down here out of Yankeetown.
There you go.
Captain Katie Joe Davis and JC from Rocky Bottom Charters. And DRS, just ask me what's on the menu. Come on, DRS.
I mean, what is on the menu tonight? I need to know because you're about to get me hungry, Moose. Go ahead.
You know what? Todd is doing his famous smoked wings. And then, do you know what hogfish is?
Yeah.
We're going to break out the hogfish. I'm going to make a little wasabi mayo. Hogfish is just a delicacy down here. And then, hey, I got a little heat to bring. You want to hear the heat?
Mm. I do.
Well, let me tell you, for my friend up north, from the biggest brown noser on Sports Grid, guess what? Enjoy that 50 degrees weather, because it's 84 degrees out here right now. We're out on the boat fishing. We're catching fish. We're watching the dolphins. We're having a cold one. And DRS, I'm going to go back in tonight, and I'm going to have me a nice big fat Macanudo. You bet. It's on, guys.
Go. Oh, yeah.
Great. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you.
There you go. Moose calling it. Little caller on caller crime. Never heard anybody here. But he's doing things, Kevin, that I love to do. Like, I'm up in there in age. You give me a nice, you know, nice cool breeze, warmer weather, make me fish, give me a cigar, give me a cocktail. I mean, I'm in on that. I'm in.
No, it sounds like a great time. Now, I heard the wood floors comment. Are you a big wood floors guy?
We do have wood floors, by the way. So technically, I don't need them right now. But anytime I hear them, I'm like, ooh, that sounds like an option. But I do have them, yes.
Do you like the wood floors over the carpet?
Love wood floors. Yeah. See, we have carpet in the bedroom. But every other area of the house is wood floors there. Now, see, here's the thing. We always get wood floors, right? So then the wife complains how hard they are to clean. I said, well, why do you get wood floors? And then, you know, it just turns into, you know what I mean? That's the way it goes. You'll know that pretty soon. You'll have those issues pretty soon.
I don't know. Not that soon.
Yep. You pick them out. You pick this color. So when there's a little bit of dirt on there, it looks like it really shows up. But it's my fault somehow when I have no idea what's going on why we pick these wood floors at this point. That's the way it is. But that's what you have to deal with every day. As soon as you come out with K-Dub, you pick the floors, then it gets on. It starts popping at that point.
Yeah, I'm guessing she doesn't like that very much when you try and flip it back around. You're supposed to just apologize, I guess. Is that what you're supposed to do in that instance?
Yeah, and let me tell you about it. You want a good story about this one, too? All right. Yeah, so the other day, we have a crew coming through to have a concrete pad put in our backyard. So they come early, like 7 o'clock. Now, granted, like, I'm doing a show from 7, 9 a.m. I see them here. They're setting up. So when they're just about done, we're like, the concrete truck is probably on its way. Like, hey, how's the pad look? And I was like, yeah, it looks good, but it looks like it's a little bit tilted to where we need it for the house. So go in. The wife said, oh, that can't happen. That can't happen. So I go out, and I tell them, it's like, all right, well, you got to move it a little bit this way. So they do. And the wife goes, okay, that's really good. So then they're just about to pour the concrete. I'm like, you know, I don't know if this, you know, maybe a little bit more. But the wife wants everything perfect. And even though she agrees, like, okay, yeah, it looks good. I was like, no, you know, get out there and tell them exactly what you want. Because I'll hear about it as if I laid the concrete and I put it this way. So now it's perfect because that little haggling for about 40 minutes where I was like, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. I was like, I know where this is going. And I'm basically pulling her into the backyard going like, you tell them exactly what you want because otherwise somehow it's going to be my fault. So everything worked out its way. But that's what you have to learn. When you get into a, you know, long-term relationship and get married, get ready for that type of stuff where I didn't lay the concrete. I didn't do this. You said it was fine. But but you were out there with me. See what I mean? No.
Right. And I'm guessing that now, I'm thinking about where would I get myself in trouble. I'm guessing me going, look, I don't really care. That doesn't play, does it? Does that play?
Well,
just going,
well,
I don't really care.
You know, I got to think because I get asked those questions all of the time here. But here's the best part. The wife, if I go out, let's just say she's shopping and she's looking at a shirt or she's looking at, you know, and apparently my taste is the worst in the world. So she'll ask me a question like on something and I'm like, yeah, I like that there. And then I will get like, look, blah, 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 blah. Or if she doesn't like it, I go, hey, how about that shirt over there? She'll look at it and be like, and the answer always comes back something similar to this. You should have married somebody who would wear that shirt then. It's like, okay, well, why did you even ask me the opinion? I get asked opinions just to get myself in trouble. But I do have to say, I'll walk into that store, see something like real like sequins, like, man, that'd be dynamite right there, just to get the reaction. Yes.
Yeah. See, again, like that is always the give and take of these tales where you think about how often you ask or you actively seek being in trouble.
Yes,
and
I do.
It's hard to be overly sympathetic, I think.
Yep. And again, a simple one here, which I do this almost daily. Somebody leaves something in the sink. It's a knife. It's a fork. Somebody left a cup out or somebody just left like the cabinet open. You get this rhetorical answer. who left this cabinet open? And I'll immediately blame it on somebody else, knowing that my wife knows it was me, but still ask me that question as if I'm ever going to fess up to it. It's never me at that point, and that sets it off too. But I do look for those type of things, and that's the way it goes down. Now, having said that, going down tonight, the NFL draft. By the way, the grid setup looks good down at the ocean tonight, huh? See those pictures coming through?
Oh, I haven't seen
I know you. I know you sent me one this morning.
Yeah, I sent you
But it looks like Mike Blewett sent one, and then I believe the Ocean Resort did retweet that tweet of the setup there, saying, hey, come down and watch 8 to 12 tonight, 6 to – is it 8 to 12 tonight, 6 to 12 tomorrow night down at the Ocean? And it's a nice-looking sports book. It's a really sharp casino. It's actually the newest casino in Atlantic City overall,
right,
even though it took a long time technically to build because of the, hey, we're going to build it halfway, and we ran out of money, and we need a new buyer. But it is a beautiful resort down there at the Ocean.
Yeah, it looks nice. No, they I wonder – looks nice.
Now, go ahead. No. Come on. I could fill in the blank for you there if you wanted to of what I would know where that was going. Because I was sort of looking in the background, you know, to see.
I got to point the camera up now, a little bit.
Now, hold on. Now, I'm not a Photoshop guy, but I'm telling you right now, I could probably get myself in a little bit of heat with the boys by doing a little Photoshop on that. But I would think it would have been tremendous here. But K-Dub, we'll be watching. We'll be seeing what's going down. But also, let me just ask you this, because we're going to get into a lot of draft stuff coming up. Are we going to see a jaw dropper tonight? Obviously, number one pick looks like it's locked in. But are we going to see something like the number two overall pick is, and it's like, wow, did not see that coming. The number three pick is, oh my goodness, do you just believe that happened?
I guess at this point, we can get into more after the break. There's so much up in the air. I guess, is everything a surprise and yet not a surprise? Like, is Will Anderson the boring pick?
Yes, because he's really good, and that's where he's supposed to go, and that's why it's boring, which is ridiculous. But that's the way it is. It's Moneyline on a Thursday afternoon. Draft night tonight. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Minus 5,000. Bryce Young tonight, number one overall. And by the way, K-Dub, the grid will be live down in Atlantic City tonight at the Ocean Resorts.
Mm-hmm.
But does any? I'm going to ask, like, the people driving around right now going, hey, look, love to listen to Donnie and Kevin here in the afternoon. If I ask them the question, where is the draft actually televised tonight from?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 50-50 out there. And with maybe the majority of the 50-50 going, oh, New York City, right? Isn't that where it always is?
I think you get a lot of New Yorks.
Yeah.
I think so. You're saying 50-50 and correct versus wrong?
Correct. Exactly. Like, oh, Kansas City, because I've been watching, you know, The Grid all week, or ESPN or CBS or whoever you've been watching, right? Where it's like, hey, live from Kansas. Oh, God, that's right. They said that. But if you're not really tuned in and you're just going about your day and you tune into the draft, a lot of people go, like, oh, it's in Kansas City this year, right when they see it.
Yeah. So actually, to, you know, reinforce your point, while I think Kansas City would be the leading vote getter, I don't even think it would get 50%. I really don't even think it would get 50%.
Yeah.
Again, are they going to hand out ribs to kids as they walk across the stage? Like, there's nothing about this where Kansas City has been emphasized.
Yes.
Like, I think you'd get a lot of Vegas guesses. People are like, ah, are they doing Vegas again?
Because you bring up a good point, because, like, you used to do a bit on this. Like, ah, Kansas City, nobody cares. But honestly, they haven't, because, like, all we heard was, like, oh, at Vegas. And you had, like, the logos, the NFL draft in Vegas, and everybody getting excited for it. And even in the past, where it's coming from. Wasn't, like, Cleveland 1 year we knew it? And Philadelphia was 1 year, and Dallas was 1 year. It feels like this year, it's almost like they're doing it on purpose, it feels like, not to really hype it up. Because, again, I don't really know what you're hyping up. Oh, man, can't wait to get to Kansas City. Nobody's ever said that before about a destination at that point.
I'm looking at this Pelissero tweet from like an hour ago of the big stage. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even say Kansas City anywhere. Like, is the NFL like, listen, don't tell anybody it's in Kansas City. Like, midway through
and
draft,
Kansas City won the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Like, shouldn't it be like a double down? Like, shouldn't it be like a double down? Like, hey, home of the champions, they're drafting, or blah, blah, blah. By the way, where's Kansas City draft tonight? Do they?
31.
Is it 31? Okay, they didn't trade it. Yeah, there you go. 30-31 Eagles and the Chiefs. Yeah, there's no hype behind it. You figure like that would be a lead-in point, right? Hey, tune in, man, for the home of the champions.
Yeah. Oh, so let me get to kind of what you were just talking about before the break, though. The you know, the number two pick and the surprises and all that.
Yes.
So I was very close on DK to betting. I was trying to figure out the bet I wanted to make, which was, I mean, I think it was going to be Will Anderson to be selected before Tyree Wilson, right? But then I started to go through it, Donnie, right? And let's say that all these teams think like you, and, hey, quarterback is quarterback. They need to go. And I know maybe it's not a guarantee, but let's say all four quarterbacks come off the board, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then the Seahawks are there at 5. Well, every report says Seattle's essentially already told Jalen Carter to start house shopping. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know then what happens with Will Anderson. Everybody's already basically said, yeah, well, the Lions are drafting, you know, this defensive back, and we know it. Well, what do they do if these guys are all of a sudden on the board here? So I started to get cold feet on the wager, because if we just get quarterbacks, you know, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, which I actually think is still a little live, I don't know. I have no idea then how the rest of these guys are going to start to play out.
Yes, and that's the fun of it tonight, right? Because usually it's, you know, oh, who's going to be one? That's usually settled well before the draft, which it looks like we're getting tonight. We're not going to have any intrigue when it's like, ding, 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 the pick is in. Of course it's going to now. I'm going to work myself into a shoot here at this point now. Because as I just said that, there's one team, Kevin, that when we met up in Atlantic City, me, you, and B-Rut, we watched the MAC championships in Atlantic City. While I was driving down, while you were driving down, the trade was made. The Chicago Bears traded the first overall pick to the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. And talking about just briefly, they didn't trade up just so they can sit up there and evaluate all the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that. They knew somebody specific in mind they were going for. The reason I'm bringing this up now is, I believe it's 10 minutes. Is it still 10 minutes for the first round for the draft picks?
Yeah.
Why are we using all 10 minutes?
I know.
It's a long night. Gentlemen, it's a long night. Why?
But why do we? I don't know. I guess the answer is, oh, like you continue to take last-minute phone calls.
But to the point
that you continually make, which I think is a very accurate one, like you traded up there. You're not trading out, right? So
yes,
I agree. It's a frustration that everybody has every year, and I think it's justified. I understand the anger that kind of comes with us just sitting around for that first pick, waiting. And all it really does is it just buys the Texans time. Do you agree, by the way, at this point? Because like, I'm trying to separate your thoughts on kind of what isn't a mistake versus what they're going to do. Do you agree that the Texans are going to pick at second overall? Not sure what they might do, but they're going to pick at second overall.
No, I'm okay. On the favorite side of Houston not drafting at 2, because
really?
here's what we're being led up to right now, that everything you're hearing is that they're going to go defense, and I don't want to believe that they're going defense here. Like if they go number 2 overall pick and it's defense, that would blow me away because I don't think that's the right move. But again, if they go number 2 and they go, hey man, we did our homework and we believe in Will Levis, that's not going to shock me here because it's a quarterback. So that's why I'm having a hard time finding, because if I want to read everything that goes, hey, they don't really like C.J. Stroud, which is code for we don't like a quarterback, or at least that's what it's supposed to be code for. I can't imagine they stay in that spot, because if you say we want a defensive player and we can still get a quarterback, but I can trade back 2 spots, get a defensive player who's very good, but pick up like an extra 2, I just can't see the Texans passing that up. I just can't.
Yeah, what's funny is, as I've kind of read through various mocks, is there's been people who basically go, I don't know what to do with this pick. I've, you know, continued to, you know, debate back and forth, but I think the quarterback wins out. And then they'll put CJ there or Levis there, right? Whatever it might be. So there's people who agree with you. But I've not seen any chatter on them trading. I do really believe that. I understand why you think they should trade, but I don't think there's any legs there. And to it really, you know, to me was a bit jarring to see both Mel Kiper and Peter Schrager. Mm-hmm. Again, everybody is to some degree doing their best guess. But yes, both guys releasing mocks this morning with the Cardinals and the Titans trading and seeing the, you know, the Titans come up to 3 overall with a lot of the smoke that's around it right now.
Yes.
I really believe there's big legs there in terms of the Titans wanting to do that.
You're 100% correct, because it's not like Mel Kiper says, okay, I work at ESPN, the draft is my thing, I don't worry about trades, I just put my draft board up there and whatever happens here. It's such a big event across the league for the NFL. It's his night. You don't think he's reaching out to every single contact he has at ESPN going, hey, we're a network here, we want to win this. How good is it going to look if my mock draft predicts a trade in the top five and we nail it correctly here? That's what you hang your hat on, where over the next couple of years, hey, remember that draft 2023? I told you the Texans were moving up and I told you exactly who they liked. That is massive. He's not just throwing a dart and saying, leave it alone, I think that's happening. Those are rumors behind the scenes that goes, hey, look, I'm in the know here. Calls are being made on this. I don't know it exactly, but watch out for this one here. That's what they roll with.
Now, here's the trip up. And this is where this gets tough. Let's just say that, you know, because sometimes I feel like these teams have deals in place, Donnie, before the drafts will even begin, right?
Yes,
Tennessee and Arizona have agreed.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to come up to 3 for C.J. Stroud. Well, What if C.J.'s not there? I think that's possible. Because the reason I don't believe the Texans... So, okay, this is kind of funny, right? You don't think the Texans are going to sit there and draft defense because of how much of a mistake it's going to be. And that's why I don't think they're going to draft Will Levis. Because I think that's 10 times worse than drafting defense. In my eyes here. If the Texans take C.J. Stroud at 2, is Arizona sat there at 3 drafting? Or is Arizona like, Tennessee, did you like Richardson? Did you like Levis? Are the Colts coming up one spot? Do you know what I mean? Does that blow everything up all of a sudden if the Texans take C.J. Stroud?
I don't know if it does, because if you are Arizona and you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, well, we could trade back because we need players. But let's keep in mind, what did they get, Kevin, from the Philadelphia Eagles? Offensive guy or defensive guy? Defensive. You want to come in there and install your new system here where you know you like to get after the pass rush or get after the quarterback with a pass rush, which you did in Philadelphia. Like, Will Anderson sits there at 3. You can't fault that, because you can't say to yourself, okay, that was the guy we always wanted. Well, you know, let's trade back 4 or 5 spots. We lose Levis and also Carter, and then we take the next best guy. See, that's where I think it gets interesting, where if you have Anderson go number 2 overall, Arizona can't make that draft pick at 3. They really can't. Because then you're at the point going, like, quarterbacks now are really going to be revved up. There are going to be teams so hot. Like, if Stroud, or again, let's just say the Texans do go Anderson, that phone line is going to explode on our line, at Arizona, all across the board. All explode.
Yeah. And I think Arizona will trade, and a big part of that is just, you know, trying to, again, read these tea leaves here. I think Arizona really is interested in drafting Paris Johnson, and they know that that's a bad pick at 3.
Yes.
They know it's a bad pick at 3. So that's when they're like, look, man, just get us back to...
Good player, not the right spot, 11. Though. Yes, correct.
Right? So they don't want to make that move, right? If Arizona, if they can avoid it, essentially there. But if the Titans are only interested in C.J. Stroud, well, then the phone lines might not be hot.
Now let's get hot here, because I think the draft is going to be very interesting 1 through 4. But 5 through 10, particularly with the Eagles at 10... Bijan Robinson, is he going top 10? Is Bijan a running back going top 10? We're talking about that next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball is underway this afternoon, along with the NFL draft tonight, just to get the people caught up. Fourth inning, Miami Marlins, Atlanta Braves, 0-0. Top of the fifth inning, the Pirates have a 3-2 lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Philadelphia Phillies have struck first here, a 1-0 lead over the Seattle Mariners in the top of the third inning. 2 o'clock hour, the Padres and the Cubs will get underway, followed by the Cardinals and the Giants at 3:46. And then Shohei Ohtani has the floor to himself there at 4 o'clock as he goes up against the Athletics as a -320 favorite. Now, teasing before the break here, and if you guys got any hot topics on the draft, who you think's going where, or a guy that you don't think is worth the draft pick he might be lining up for, give us a call. It's 844-843-6879. Now, the question, Bijan Robinson, outside of which quarterbacks are going number one, the running back is always the topic of conversation because there is a section of people that say, I don't care if Bijan Robinson is actually the best player in the draft. You can't draft him in like the first round, some organizations are basically at. And then you get the other side of it, which sometimes I do agree with, going, but hold on. You think he's the most talented player in the draft. You tell me you don't draft him in the first round? Like, why should I ever listen to you again? What does that actually mean? It's just that the running back position gets devalued so much because it feels like you can just find guys to fill in where you don't have to burn that first-round pick where you might need it for a tackle or a cornerback or a pass-rushing defensive end, what have you. But I look at Bijan Robinson as almost a lightning rod tonight because just a few weeks ago, Kevin, we were talking about, well, Bijan will go round one, but no way another running back goes. Now the heavy favorite is two running backs go, which is Jahmyr Gibbs. So the question again will be, where is Bijan going tonight? Where is he going?
Yeah, so I've seen 8, 10, and 12 in some respected mock drafts. 8 to the Falcons, 10 to the Eagles, 12 to the Texans. And again,
you two know, of those don't make any sense.
Interesting. So, which two do you think make no sense?
The Atlanta Falcons, which there's arguments both ways, right? Because you say to yourself, I have a young quarterback. All I'm trying to do is surround him with as many weapons as he can get so he can succeed. Right. I understand that logic. But usually when you're drafting a running back, and again, the devaluation of the running back, nobody in the right mind will go, again, we fought this last year. Carolina, man, they stole those draft picks from the Niners for McCaffrey. That guy carried that football team down the stretch. He was even playing quarterback when they played the Eagles after all their injuries.
Yeah.
That was an unbelievable move. The minute it was made, we were on the same side. That's fantastic. When the anti-running back crowd's like, that's the stupidest move you could ever make. But when you're talking about a team like the 49ers, who are in it to win it, I love that move. The Atlanta Falcons, to me, getting Bijan Robinson doesn't push them over the top this year, next year, unless their quarterback gets going. The reason why I see the Eagles there at 10 where it makes some sense is they're in it to win it. If the Chiefs somehow moved up from 31, Kevin, into the top 15, if Bijan was still there and grabbed them, I'd go, you know what? That is a team that says, we're just missing a player or two, and we're going to walk to another Super Bowl. That's where I think Bijan goes. But when you talk about the bad football teams, it actually doesn't make sense for them because, again, by the time you get good, this is what you're fighting with the Giants. Man, nobody was saying that Saquon Barkley was not a great draft pick. Just for the Giants, it's like, well, what are we doing here? Because then you saw him get injured, and now he's on his free agent year, and the Giants still aren't very good, and he's not the missing piece. But he could be if he went to the Buffalo Bills.
Right, so I think the thing with those teams, the Falcons, to me, should just be so much more connected to quarterback than they are. Like, oh, no, trust us, man. We love, like, stop this Desmond Ritter nonsense. Like, I don't know what you're thinking.
You're already out on Desmond Ritter? Ritter?
How am I supposed to be in on a guy that's older than so many relevant quarterbacks in this league, plus... It, like, didn't do anything in his starts, is a third-round pick. Why am I supposed to be in on Desmond Ritter?
Because they tell us. That's why.
But that's what, yeah, like, that's, it doesn't make any sense that they're still so pot committed to Desmond Ritter being a guy for them. But the Falcons drafting a running back, it's just like, there's no, and plus, like, Tyler Algier was good for them. The Texans had Damian Pierce be in the Rookie of the Year race. Like, literally in the room, they should have been like, ah, that's not necessary, right? Mm-hmm. And yet they're going to go out there and apparently take one. And my thing with Philly, while I think the notion of the Eagles being... So the Eagles are not a running back away. But I don't think the gap between Bijan and Gibbs is enough for the Eagles to make that kind of move. Do you? At 10 overall? If you can get the other guy at 30...
But yeah, because and again, this is coming from a perspective where, like, I'm usually well informed. When you say, Donnie, who do you like in this game tonight? Like, I'm going to give you some options on why I like it. I'm not as informed as, all you hear is Bijan should go top 10. But I know how good Gibbs is. Like, Gibbs is one of those players where if you're not paying attention all that much to college football, like, I don't watch every game in college football. But when I turned on Alabama, the first thing I go is like, first of all, how did this kid go to Georgia Tech? I don't even understand. And secondarily, this guy looks like a better version of Alvin Kamara right now. What am I missing?
He was a marvelous pass catcher. I mean, absolutely unbelievable out of Alabama. And I think he had better, you know, catching statistics than ultimately we saw from Bijan. I'm not going to try and push the Gibbs is better than Bijan narrative, but the end of it, like, it's just really tough for me. And then I don't necessarily know where are you going. So my point of bringing up 8, 10, and 12, I don't know where Bijan goes beyond that. Like, oh, like, the Packers are going to be like, whoa, what's this guy doing on the board? The Patriots are going to be like, wow, this is a great piece of value here. The Bengals just start trading up for a running back. Like, do you know what I'm trying to get at here? Who is supposed to stop the Bijan fall? It's just the Cowboys again, which is why people keep connecting that, I feel.
Yes, and then when, because again, if Bijan doesn't go top 10, you're right, you talk about the runs on certain positions. Well, there's only two running backs technically here. There really is. So what happens if Bijan goes 15? Is then all of a sudden turning into the Gibbs, like oh, team's got to be like, hey, this one's gone. We got to get the other one now. So that is something to certainly watch out for. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. It's Eric from Nashville. He's ready to rock here. It's draft night on the grid. What's up, Eric?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
So
what's good?
Please tell me Levis is not going before Stroud, because I've got Stroud at 2, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, I don't think – I, at this point, do not think Levis will go in front of C.J. Stroud, but I'm not sure C.J. Stroud is going to go number 2, so I don't know how much better that's going to make you feel there.
I'm getting the feeling that I'm having a losing ticket there.
It's everything I believe now, Kevin, with the quarterback position really is up in the air after one, because I don't know what to believe from anybody. And usually, Kevin, what do we know from the draft? The guy that doesn't have all the smoke ends up going because teams are like, hey, you know what? Well, let's not get the chatter out here about this guy. And that's why I always bring up like Anthony Richardson. Chatter, a silence for 2 weeks now on Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, but I don't... Again, if you continue to look through it, Richardson, where the links are, right, is you're getting some Seattle, but Seattle's obviously, again, Seattle, it seems like they've already drafted Jalen Carter for so many people. It doesn't seem like he's winning out for the Texans. It doesn't seem like he's winning out for the Colts. It doesn't seem like he's winning out for the Titans. It just doesn't seem like Anthony Richardson is winning out these quarterback battles right now. That's why I really struggle to... You know, and that over 7.5 draft position is something we had talked about earlier in the week for Richardson that's been on the move and started to shade towards that over, where I think Richardson could be the quote-unquote faller. But look, again, if you're the Texans, man, and you can take Will Anderson at 2, trade back up to 8, and grab Anthony Richardson, I mean, that's a great job. That is a great job. Well done.
Especially if you like him. And also, you know, Eric's ticket there. You can't really fault him for having a C.J. Stroud ticket. I mean, there was a time where he was at, -300, -400 to be number one overall? Like when the chatter started coming about against with the Carolina Panthers? So, I mean, the ebbs and flows and the falls of these guys have been hilarious to watch, because it has nothing to do with what they did on the field at all.
Yeah, look, clearly especially when it comes to quarterback, right, I guess getting in the room with these guys matters so, so much. And, you know, that's why they said that basically this has been, you know, won by CJ, Bryce. Like, that's where Bryce really won that first overall spot. Just in the room, they felt like he, you know, whatever it was, they were gravitated towards Bryce Young over CJ Stroud in Carolina, where they really liked both of those guys when they made that initial trade up.
By the way, I'm looking here on Twitter, and I see Bryce Young. This is from the 25th. I guess he teamed up with Snickers. But I do get a kick out of, like, in this day and age, you have to hit, like, hashtag this is an ad to let people know, as if Bryce Young holding up a Snickers bar in a football telling you to eat a Snickers, you don't know that's an actual ad and somehow can get you in trouble. What is that? Like, why is that, though? Because I understand, like, hey, FTX, or I guess it all started from, like, the Fire Fest. But the fact that they put ad on a Snickers bar makes me laugh, because what did you think that thing is? It's not an ad. He's just like, hey, by the way, man, I really love Snickers.
Yeah, no, that's you would have thought it would have just been straight up Snickers. I mean, man can't just like Snickers without it being a huge issue, it turns out. I just can't stand it, because every single player that gets drafted, like the NBA is a big one with it. And I mean, they should do it. It's just annoying. Like, let's see what they're tweeting. Are they excited to be drafted? And it's like, check out my new Tissot watch.
Yes.
You never get any of that authenticity.
No. These guys are banking cash now. Like, the cash register is open. But the thing now is, it used to be in the past, like, hey, man, by the way, Bryce, when are you going to be number one overall? I'm going to float you your agent. I'm going to float you a $250,000, like, line of credit. You want to buy a car, you know, you want to buy some jewelry, you know, go on a vacation. You know you're good for it. You're going to be number one overall. But these guys are making a lot of money in college now. He's like, hey, by the way, just got your Snickers deal, $1 million. All right, cool. Well, I made like $3 million last year, so that's nice. Just throw that in the bank account for me at this point here. So these guys just getting – I can't even imagine, though, because it used to be in the NFL, which – and I'm actually really glad they changed it. Because Bill Belichick is – I don't want to slander Bill Belichick, but he's always be like, you know what, I'd rather have the first pick in the second round than one overall because of how much money he had to pay, number one overall. But just – that's really like a Bill Belichick-like slogan right there. But these guys were making, like, you know, hey, $150 million contract, never played a down before and already set. I do like the fact that, yes, the number one overall pick in the NFL makes a ton of money still, but it was like they were giving you franchise dollars as if you were like a five-time Pro Bowler with a Super Bowl under your belt. At least you get that slotted positions now. And it makes much for better TV where it's not like, hey, by the way, Cincinnati having a real trouble signing the true number two overall pick, so they're going to pick a guy who's supposed to go eighth because he's easier to sign. Oh, those were terrible days.
That sounds awful. There are some people who think that we should just have, like, open free agency instead of a draft, which I don't understand. I don't get it.
Wait, what are you saying?
There are some people that argue that we should do open free agency instead of drafts.
Yeah.
I see.
That's just like, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and Jerry will just pay everybody, and it'll be a great way to do it. And the free market, let them decide how much to stop the madness. The reason why we love sports, and particularly the NFL, is that Green Bay actually has a legitimate chance to win, where they would have no chance to win if you had that type of free market. Hey, where do you want to go? I don't know. A beautiful city, or you're going up to Milwaukee/Appleton/Green Bay. Yeah, you know what? I'll go play for the Dolphins. Thanks, Stephen Ross, for the big check here. Come on now. Whoever made that up, ridiculous. Quick segment before we hit the top of the hour in hour number two. Let's get it popping. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment here before we hit hour number two on Moneyline for Thursday afternoon, getting ready for the draft at the grid. JP, talk to me. Last night, and by the way, Kate, it was hard to keep up with JP's pick last night. It was coming at me from all different angles, so I just had to be like, you know what? Give me the picks, JP, and we'll see it ride out. Now, JP, how did those wagers work out for you last night?
It was actually a great strategy.
Oh!
We actually wound up pretty profitable. Kev, we took Knicks money line and the RJ Barrett points over. But then we also took Donovan Mitchell's over with the Cavs money line parlay. So we took
one of those had to win was the idea.
Exactly. Knicks won one, okay. There you go. More profitable one.
Beautiful.
Plus money. That's what you do. Like an RBI prop, man. Go 1-1, bang it out. And there you go. So for tonight, we have one NBA game. We have the NFL draft and Major League Baseball, hockey as well. So where are we going tonight? Because the Rangers are in play tonight, so maybe he's going that direction.
I got to go to this Hawks-Celtics game. Come on.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go Hawks-Celtics tonight.
Ice yet. What kind of bit was that there? He's not gone. Has he gone to the NHL at any point?
I don't know, but the Rangers are out there today. Pittsburgh.
So you just figure local shot is live.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Boston, Atlanta, maybe a local little hint. 7-point spread here tonight. Hawks getting, which again, when you just look at that line, it's just like, come on, man, how are you taking the Celtics? But it's what it is, 231 as a total. So, JP, is it a points prop or is it a side or total?
It's a points prop.
All right, points prop tonight. So we going deep into the bench. I mean, I'm staying ready at double B here, man. Like, double B is hot tonight, I think.
Bogdan.
Yeah. Yeah. Bojan. Now, do you do it official, like Bojan Bogdanovic?
I say Bogdan.
I like Bogdan, too. Yeah, I prefer Bojan.
I think Bojan is the other one. I think this one is Bogdan. There's Bogdan and there's Bojan.
Now, they're not even related, are they? I mean, come on now. Both Bogdanoviches. Get the Sadiq Bey. Maybe a little Garrison Matthews. Ooh, man, he was good in college. Does that guy even get any run, by the way, K-Dog? Does he?
No. Where did you even come up with
Lipscomb?
That?
Wasn't it Lipscomb?
Oh, you Lipscomb know better there. Than me. That sounds like your range.
Sensational. Hour number two coming up next. Your phone calls and much, much more. Come on back. It's Moneyline on a Thursday afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.